Well, we've talked about a lot of important agricultural industries in the state of Michigan on this program, but we really haven't done any kind of in-depth on the Michigan potato industry. But we're going to do that today. We're going to remedy that issue with Mike Winkle. Mike is the manager of the Potato Growers of Michigan. Mike, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here today, Kirk.
Let's start with what I alluded to in the open, the importance of the potato industry in the great state of Michigan.
Yeah, so the Michigan potato industry, we're not a large part of Michigan agriculture, but I think certainly an important part of it. We have about 46,000 acres of potatoes grown here in the state annually, and that actually results to an estimated $554 million of contribution to our state's economy, and right around 3,200 people employed in all of the different aspects of that. So that production equates to about 1.8 billion pounds of potatoes grown here in the state. And I think a couple of interesting aspects of it is about 70% of our production goes for potato chips. And so one in four bags of potato chips consumed in the U.S. are using Michigan potatoes.
Well, since we're talking Michigan potatoes and we're talking about potato chips, what are some like pure Michigan brands of potato chips that our listeners can be looking for?
Well, potato chips that are manufactured here in Michigan, really there's three primary processors here in-state, Better Made, located down in Detroit, Uncle Ray's, and the Great Lakes Potato Chip Company.
I'm familiar with all those, especially Uncle Ray's. I see those. In fact, is that an expanding processor?
I don't know that they're expanding, but they're changing a little bit of their platform and their marketing strategy, really going after consumers directly a little bit more than how they've done that in the past.
Now, Mike, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the state's topography, but where are most of the potatoes grown here in Michigan?
So we have potatoes growing in about half of the counties across the state. A couple of areas of concentration, though, would be our largest area would be the Montcalm-Mecosta area, Stanton, Greenville, up towards Big Rapids. Down in southwest Michigan in the Three Rivers, Schoolcraft area, and then also kind of in that Bay City, Saginaw, up into the Thumb would probably be our third area of larger areas of production. But then Kalkaska, Elmira area, a lot of production there, Roger City, and a couple of different locations in the Upper Peninsula.
Well, kind of scattered all over the great state. Potato growers, like all agriculturalists, are stewards of the land and the water. There are some things that potato growers do specifically, I think, with respect to soil health and also with water management and use. What are some of the sustainability practices among potato producers that really stand out?
I think, we look at our production. A couple of the areas we really try to focus on. One is that all of our growers in the state are our family operations, many of them fourth-generation operations, multiple family members part of the farm. So obviously some sustainability there. As we look at the environment part of it, though, our industry has really taken a focus on soil health and how the rotations of crops that we use with potatoes are affecting that living community in the soil, down to using high-tech medical technology to look at every living microbial substance in the soil and trying to understand those interactions. And so we're really looking at the use of phosphorus, nitrogen, potassium, other nutrients, the chemicals that we need to use in order to control various funguses, bacteria, and insects that can have an impact on the crop, how all of that is interrelated, and whether we can really create a better operating system as a whole for it. And so we're on about our fifth year of really focusing on various aspects of that soil health and how we make a healthier community that we're growing the potatoes in.
My guest is Mike Winkle. He is the manager of the Potato Growers of Michigan. We're talking about the importance of the potato industry to the great state of Michigan, also some of the sustainability practices. But speaking of sustainability, there is the agronomic sustainability, but there's also the economic sustainability of the potato industry. A lot of our potatoes are consumed domestically, but there is an international trade component of the potato industry.
There really is. And for the Michigan potato industry, we haven't been a huge player in exporting directly, but that's continuing to change. This past year, we started figuring out some ways to build some relationships with Central America, and are doing some test movement of potatoes into some of those markets. At the same time, finished product, we talked about the chip processors. They're continuing to look at ways to increase exports. One of them in the last 5 years has increased from about zero export to about 10% of their finished product that they're exporting. And I think the other piece of it, you know, as we look at Michigan's location geographically, we're not close to those major exports, the ports that those products move out of. And so we see a lot of the Pacific Rim being filled with the Oregon, Washington production, simply because we don't have the freight as a part of that. Again, back to sustainability and making the most sense of it. And so what that really does from a fresh market standpoint, it allows us to move into the eastern U.S. With shorter freight distances and supplying a quality product closer to the consumers, with about 50% of the U.S. within that 10 to 15 mile drive from Michigan versus a 2-day drive from the western states. So some of that sustainability and looking at the full supply chain really, really changes the dynamics and exports play a very critical role in that from the U.S. production standpoint as a whole, with 20% of U.S. potato production currently being exported.
Yeah, 20% of the U.S. production and Michigan's export growing. I imagine you're working with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development in terms of even continuing to grow those export markets for Michigan potatoes.
Very much so, yes. So Michigan Department of Agriculture, the export program, we get involved from the Michigan Potato Industry Commission side of it as an industry with having presence at National Restaurant Show and various locations, some of those export activities that they're doing to really help promote Michigan products as well. And hopefully people will start realizing that states with I's that start with I aren't the only places where potatoes grow.
Well, you're talking about the importance of marketing and promotion and that sort of thing. I'd be remiss. You recently had a referendum on a checkoff system that you can explain for our listeners that was very successful, but tell us about that.
Sure. So through the Michigan Potato Industry Commission, we do have a referendum every 5 years, and that basically puts in place a mandatory 5.5 cents currently for every 100 pounds of potatoes that are sold originating it, grown and sold in out of Michigan. And those dollars are used exclusively for research, education, promotion, and marketing activities. And here in Michigan, about 50% of that, real close, is tied to the research side of it. We own storage facilities where we're able to look at new varieties that are being developed here at Michigan State or at other locations around the country and see how they fit for our chip growers and see how we can help them manage the temperature, humidity, and different things so that we can become as close as possible to a supplier of potatoes 365 days a year to our customers.
Yeah, and as you well know, like any great Michigan commodity group or commodity, it's all ultimately about what the customer wants and quality, quality, quality assurance.
It really is, and we focus a lot of time as an industry on building those relationships with chip processors around the country. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we took a busload of 23 Michigan growers out east to the eastern processors to meet with them firsthand, to be in their facilities and understand from a processor what the challenges are that they're trying to deal with so that we can become that top-notch supplier and be able to help them address their issues before the potatoes reach their facilities.
Well, for the listeners out there, when you're in the stores and you have a choice of potatoes, look for Michigan potatoes on the bag for the fresh market potatoes. And when you're buying potato chips, Better Made, Uncle Ray's, make sure those are Michigan potatoes produced, manufactured, processed, and bagged in the great state of Michigan. Mike, thank you so much for being on Greening of the Great Lakes and talking to us about the importance of the potato industry here in the state of Michigan.
It's great to have an opportunity to visit with you, Kirk.
I've been talking with Mike Winkle, manager of the Potato Growers of Michigan.